Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Matthew chapter 6 today, verses 14 and 15. Matthew 6, verses 14 and 15. Jesus goes on and says, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Let me read this to you again, because there's something today I want to show you that I hope the Spirit of God brings to your understanding, because it's necessary for many of us out there listening right now. Jesus says, "If you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." That's some serious words. We need to take them seriously because they're the words of Jesus. God himself is saying these things to us. Listen closely. A true evidence of whether you have really received God's forgiveness or not is if you forgive others. I'm going to say that to you straight up. The Bible teaches very clearly, a true evidence of whether or not you've truly received God's forgiveness is if you forgive others. If you don't forgive other people, you've never received God's forgiveness. You're not forgiven. Let me explain to you by using the story Jesus tells in Matthew 18. In Matthew 18, verses 21 through 35, it says, "Then Peter came up and said to Jesus, 'Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him?' And Peter says, 'As many as seven times.' And Jesus said to him, 'I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, 'Have patience with me, and I'll pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, 'Pay what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?' And in his anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." Now, we know the Bible teaches very clearly that if you've been given salvation, you never lose it. God seals you with his Spirit. He will not take away his Spirit from you. He was with you forever. You're eternally secure. The Bible's very, very clear on that. So how could this man be forgiven and then all of a sudden now he has to go to prison and pay all the debt? Listen closely. The Bible's very clear that at the moment that Jesus died on the cross, he was paying for the sins of the world. Jesus died, 1 John 2:2, not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world. For God so loved the world, he sent his only Son, and Jesus died for the sins of the world. Listen closely. In Colossians chapter 1, it talks about how God was in Christ. God was reconciling all things to himself through his death on the cross. Things in heaven, things on earth, things under the earth. At the moment Jesus died on the cross, forgiveness for the sins of the world was paid for. That doesn't mean everybody in the world's forgiven. It's offered. It's theirs. He says to them, "Look, I forgive you. You have to now receive it. If you reject this offer of salvation, you will have to go to hell and pay your debt yourself for eternity because you'll never be able to pay it off." This man was forgiven, but he never received it, because if he had truly received it, he would have been willing to forgive his neighbor the small sin that small amount that he owed him. Do you see what happened? He was forgiven this great debt, but it never took root in his heart, because if it had taken root in his heart, he would have been willing to and able to forgive the people around him. Listen closely. If you're someone that's got a grudge and you're someone that's not willing to forgive, you're mad at your father, you're mad at your mother, you're mad at your brother, you're mad at somebody, and you're never going to forgive them, folks, listen closely to the words of Jesus. You might not be saved, because how can you say you're forgiven by God, but you're not willing to forgive somebody else? The true evidence of the fact that you've received the forgiveness of God is your ability to forgive the people around you. The word is very, very clear. Don't say, well, my situation is different. No. If you don't forgive others, your heavenly Father won't forgive you. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.